Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, May 12, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported on a number of innovations and other developments related to agriculture, fishing, and trade. Therefore, developments associated with experimentation in agriculture and fishing were highlighted, along with the import and export trade in other crops and food items into the island. Innovation in agricultural development was one of the topics addressed in the newspaper on this day. As in an attempt to boost agriculture, the report informed that the agricultural department was experimenting with the cultivation of peanuts, which were being planted on the lands at the area known as the Pine Ridges. Although the soil at the Pine Ridges was reportedly not the best, it was communicated that the imported seeds were progressing satisfactorily. It was suggested that given the soil type, maybe the department could experiment with the peanut seeds by planting them at higher altitudes at the Pine Ridges in an effort to determine the best conditions for maximum yield. The canning of flying fish was also a featured innovation. This much preferred and sought after Bajan product was being considered for possible preservation. Quoting the fisheries official, plans were afoot for the canning and storage of flying fish so that housewives would have the commodity available to them long after the season had ended. The hope was that the plans would materialize and be ready for execution by the following season. However, while plans were not far enough along to be divulged to the public in any detail, the officer was able to disclose that the project was under serious consideration and was said to be confident that local fishermen would be able to catch enough fish to make the canning plan successful. Other news of the day included the hustle and bustle of Bridgetown, highlighting import and export traffic and trade activity. 1,200 tons of sugar left for the United Kingdom on the steamship Comedian, while a shipment of fancy molasses was dispatched to Canada and two loads of vacuum pan molasses to Trinidad. The Darewood brought oranges, peas, coconuts, coconut oil, and other goods, keeping the lower end of the wharf very busy. Fresh fruits were also reported to be plentiful across the city, keeping vendors occupied making quick sales. Mangoes were in season and going for 1 penny and 3 cents each. Can you imagine that? Not $2.50 or $3? However, reportedly, while local mangoes were not yet plentiful, supplemental supplies were landed from St. Lucia. Limes were also creating a brisk trade, as one vendor indicated that they were being sold quickly because of the heat. Sounds like maybe lots of lemonade was being consumed. Therefore, on this day, May 12, 1950, innovation and developments in agriculture and fishing were carried in the Barbados Advocate, along with glimpses of Bridgetown related to trade in other food items.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.